Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight, March 27th, 2025. Continuing in this window between Purim and Passover. We're almost within the 2 weeks of Passover. Very important marker within that window. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We got some deep stuff to get into tonight. So if you love the prophetic and prophetic revelation, then please, I'm going to ask you to share this right now, because we've got some incredible things to get into tonight, including a deeper dive into a 20-year cycle, a deeper dive into something we may have missed in the prophecies back in 2015 that we're going to get into as well, concerning J.D. Vance and his wife, Usha. So very interesting stuff we're going to get into tonight. So welcome to everybody coming in. Oh, Selkirk, New York. I know where that is. That's near Albany, I believe. So hello, hello to our neighbors there. Let's see. People are putting in the chat, here we go. That's right. You know what we're about to do? We're about to get ready to rumble in a moment here.
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's what we're going to do. I'm getting a little fired up for this, because I've been working on this since yesterday, and we'll get into that in a moment. Let's see who else is here. We see North Carolina up. iChurch Cafe is here as well. Saw him just come in. Let's see who else is here from Texas. God bless Texas. Ohio. Hello to our friends in Ohio. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Welcome to our friends there. Las Vegas as well. Myrtle Beach. Love that as well. Colorado, Illinois, Georgia. Multiple Las Vegas is coming in. Oregon, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. Welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you as well. And hello to our international audience I'm watching on the chat that is pouring in right now. So we welcome to our international audience. We always love to have you as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer in a moment. We welcome in as well our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So after I open up in prayer, I'm just going to talk for a moment about how this came about. The Lord has been working on this with me since Arkansas, really. So the first time the Lord started speaking to me about this specific thing that we're going to get into, it's a few things. It was in Arkansas. And it just continued to stir and stir. And then I was on with a pastor friend of mine, and we were going over it as well, me and him. And so basically, we're going to get into that. So let's open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord, this incredible prophetic revelation and time that we're going to have together, bring glory to his name. And we are just going to basically run the race with excellence tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Father. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father, due your holy, precious name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, your power become more in our lives. Father God, just forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We all fall short of your glory, Father God. Wash us and cleanse us, Father God. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. Help us to repent and turn from those things, Father Lord, that are not pleasing or acceptable to you. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, Yeshua HaMashiach. He was the Word become flesh, dwelt among us, was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten, bruised, crushed, and pierced for our sin and iniquity. That blood that was shed when he was beaten and nailed to a cross at Calvary, and that blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It atoned for us before our Father in heaven. It reconciled us back to him. It made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Yeshua said, at the cross at Calvary, it is finished. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing. And Father, we just praise you for that sacrifice, that immense sacrifice, because you so love the world, Father, this day. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, that your power, your glory, your might, Lord, your weight, your truth would mightily begin to move, Father God, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit would now go forth and be the counselor and minister to those that are watching. Father, we just praise you that your presence is moving, that you are welcome to have your way tonight, Father. Go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to fill this place and this property, to be a guard and protect and be a wall of protection around us, Father God, as we go forth tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke right now, Father God, every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, attempt, communication, counteroffensive, weaponry, blueprint, attack, sabotage, and strategy and assignment that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, weak, willing vessels, Father God, unclean spirits, and the like would attempt. And in the name of Jesus Christ, as we apply the blood of Jesus, we command those broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, rendered powerless, every one of their weapons malfunction, every arrow broken, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and let that all be cast back to the pits, dry places, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your spirit breathed into us. Tonight we say, Hashiveinu Adonai, come to us, Lord, Father. Let your presence just brood and hover, Father God. You are welcome to have your way, Father God, tonight, Lord, as we go forth mightily in you. We give this over to you. Take all the glory for yourself, Father God. You deserve it. We are merely your servants and your vessels. We are created beings, created to serve and glorify you, Father God, and fulfill what you want fulfilled, Father God, on this earth for your kingdom, Lord. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. 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 Praise the Lord. While I was praying, I kept hearing a name, and the name is Aisha. So Aisha, if you are watching, the Lord is very much trying to get through to you tonight. He is very much trying to get through to you to change you from a trajectory you are going in your life that he does not want you to go. Your shepherd is calling you. Come back to your shepherd right now, because in your brokenness, you have made decisions that are going to be to your detriment in the near future. So please come back to the Lord tonight. Aisha, if you are watching this, I believe it's either Aisha or Alicia. It's one or the other, because I was hearing it in the spirit. So just I'm just putting that out right now. Praise the Lord. And so I'm getting everything up here because we're going to get into some incredible stuff tonight. So if you could please share this, I'd very much appreciate it. Like and subscribe. It very much helps us. And there is some things we might have missed back when prophecies were given in 2015. And it has to do with now. See, it has to do not only with now, but with 2028. So we're going to go back to this because the Lord started dealing with me on this in Arkansas. And then I started percolating and touching on it last night. And then I got on the phone with a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Rick. And then we broke it down even more. And then the Lord today, as I was listening in my office and writing and praying, there was more added to it. So some really, really important stuff tonight. And things prophetically, basically, that are really going to affect the trajectory of America. So yes, thank you very much for sharing. We very much appreciate it. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to play for you from February 21st, 2015. We're going to play a couple of Clement prophecies tonight because they tie into this, because there were things said then that in 2020 and the 2024 election, right? We may have not seen at the time. It may have not been revealed to us at the time, but now that we're marching in the first year of this, there's some very interesting things to still come forth out of those words. So let's play the first one for you. This is from February 21st, 2025, and then we'll talk about it.
What did we do to Israel? But I shall retrieve it and place a David who shall be a burning bush in the White House to bring fire and revival to this nation and to South America and to Central America and to Canada and to many nations and throughout Europe. As they begin to hate my people more, they shall go and they shall go back to Israel, to their land, and then fire shall burn in Israel, more fire than ever before, and the people will know I, the Lord, have intervened and made this happen, says the Lord.
Fire shall burn in Israel, more fire than ever before. That's the time we're in now. So that's the time we came into from October 7th in a way on. Now, I'm going to read this again, this little part, and we're going to get into the depths of perhaps what this really means. I shall place a David that shall be a burning bush in the White House, that shall bring fire and revival to this nation and to South America and to Central America and to Canada. The changing of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, I'm telling you, is part of that. To many nations and throughout Europe, who was just sent to Europe and handed them a talking to not long ago, but J.D. Vance. As they begin to hate my people more, they shall go and they shall go back to Israel, to their land, and then fire shall burn in Israel, more fire than ever before. Okay. Now, this was given 2 weeks before Purim, this word in 2015, okay? So that word started the two-week window, in a way, leading to Purim. Now, it was given February 21st, 2015. 13 years after this word would bring us to 2028. So exactly 13 years after this word would bring us to 2028. 13. It's the 13th of Adar in the book of Esther that the people of God are set to be destroyed. And there is a divine reversal. And 2028 contains double Purims, because it's a Jewish leap year and you have Adar 1 and Adar 2. Now, to make this even more interesting, J.D. Vance's middle name is David. His middle name is David. He is the 50th vice president. And of all the times that the 50th vice president would occur, it is within this time, within this window of time. And the 50th is the Jubilee. The Jubilee on the Jewish calendar has to do with reversals, land being given back to the people, what was stolen being given back, slaves being set free. It's a very important time on the Jewish calendar. In fact, it was Fidel Castro's 50th year in power that he resigned. The Jubilee is the reversal. Right? It is the taking away and giving back to the people. So JD's middle name is David, and he is the 50th vice president representing the Jubilee. Now, a David in the White House, right? And we have the 50th vice president. A David that shall be a burning bush in the White House. And I'm going to tell you something. We have a Moses Joshua as well situation happening with President Trump and J.D. Vance. And a 20-year cycle having to do with George W. Bush and 9/11 that is about to fulfill in 2028. Now, in a way, if you think about this, J.D. Vance is the first vice president of the United States to be chosen as a successor by Trump, meaning he chose J.D. Vance purposely to carry on if something were to happen to him, right? He chose somebody younger, right? And eager and fiery and passionate to carry on if anything should happen to him. Now, May 6, 2024, I had put out a word from the Lord. And in that word, we're going to read two excerpts. It says, the vice president will be a man of deep thought and conviction, the one being considered, says the Lord, who has been through the fire of affliction. The burning bush represented the fire of affliction. We'll get into that, but the burning bush in Exodus represented the fire of affliction for the people of God, who have been through the fire of affliction and came out humbled, says the Lord. A man of direct words and action, a man who loves me, the Lord is God. These are the qualities I, the Lord, seek, and you, O Donald, should seek as well. And then he says, break the curse, O Kennedy, come out from among them. Now is your chance, says the Lord. So as the vice president would be chosen not long after, what happened? Robert Kennedy came out from among them, endorsed President Trump, joined forces with President Trump. Now, January 16th, 2025, there is a shift with the Vice President Vance. Pray and intercede, says the Lord. There has been a shift, and there shall be an orchestrated attempt against him, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am cleaning out what Vance and Trump want to hold on to, but must let go of to do what I have ordained. People you see in positions today, you will not see in the coming months. Isn't it interesting that we see this breaking out now with The Atlantic and sharing this entire signal chat of Pete Hegseth and others wanting, sharing the attack plan, right, within this signal chat for the Houthis? Isn't it interesting at the 3-month marker, when the Lord said within the first 3 months he was going to sift the administration, somehow that is when this all comes out in The Atlantic and they share this entire signal chat having to do with the attack on the Houthis. Now, if you remember, Moses took the people out of Egypt. He took them to the threshold of the promised land, but he was not allowed to enter it because Moses had disobeyed with the water at the rock. So he was allowed to see it. He wasn't allowed to enter it. God raised up Joshua, who led the people, that generation, into the promised land and led them through the battles of Jericho and Ai and the other battles that they fought. It was Joshua. So Moses took them to the threshold, right? Moses took them through the wilderness. Moses took them through that process of getting Egypt out of the people, right? Moses is the one who took them through that. And then it was Joshua who was raised up under Moses to carry the torch and to lead the people into the promised land. What that prophecy said is a David that is a burning bush. A David that is a burning bush is what the prophecy says. The burning bush appeared to Moses in the book of Exodus, right? God appears through a burning bush. So you have a David, right? You have this David anointing. You have a David that's going to be a burning bush, and you have a Moses Joshua situation that is also happening. An older man who has chosen a young fighting man. an older man that has purposely chosen a young fighting man, right, to take over. And it says he will whisper my name the first term. The second term, he will be shouting my name. Interesting. Now, Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Now Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, which is Sinai, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing flame of fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was on fire, yet it was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn away from the flock and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned away to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then God said, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, because the place on which you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have in fact seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, their oppressors, for I know their pain and suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a land that is good and spacious, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So the burning bush was on fire, but it was never consumed. It represented the people of God in Egypt. They were on fire. They were enduring serious affliction, but they were never consumed. They were never destroyed. So they were on fire for 400 years in slavery, being oppressed, but they were never consumed. They were never destroyed as a people. They were never wiped off the planet. In fact, the more the Egyptians attempted to afflict them, the more they grew. Now, interestingly enough, President Trump in 2023, 2024, he and his family were on fire in the furnace of affliction, but they were never consumed. And the Lord had said in that May 6, 2024 word that the VP had been through the fire of affliction. The burning bush represents the fire of affliction. Now, going back to 2001 and 9/11, and what happened, I'm going to play this for you. This is another clip of a prophetic word from Kim Clement having to do with this. And I'm going to show you how it connects to now, how Trump and Vance are the sign, how you're going to see it once we play it. But let's play it and then I'll explain.
This that shall take place shall be the most unusual thing, a transfiguration, a going into the marketplace, if you wish, into the news media, where Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say. Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Trump shall become a trumpet. I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet, and Bill Gates to open up the gate of a financial realm for the church, says the Lord. I will not forget 9/11. I will not forget what took place that day, and I will not forget the gatekeeper that watched over New York, who will once again stand and watch over this nation, says the Spirit of God. It shall come to pass that the man that I place in the highest office shall go in whispering my name. But God said when he enters into the office, He will be shouting out by the power of the Spirit, for I shall fill him with my Spirit when he goes into office, and there will be a praying man in the highest seat in your land.
There will be a praying president, not a religious one, but I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts. Come on!
Okay. Now, that was in 2007. Okay, what we just listened to. We have been focusing on what God is going to do with Trump, with President Trump. Trump is the trumpet. He is the alarm. He is the sign having to do with 9/11 and what the Lord was saying. The Lord talks about 9/11, right? And this president in the same prophecy, okay? In the same word, the Lord talks about 9/11 and this president in the same prophecy, okay? So our focus has to be as well beyond President Trump in the prophetic as well, because he is the alarm. He is the announcement. He is the sign. When the Lord says, I will not forget 9/11, Donald Trump's two presidencies equals 9/11. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. He was the 45th. He's the 47th. 9/11. It's a sign. It's a prophetic sign that in this season, the whole truth about 9/11 will come forth. But 9/11 is an alarm. It's an emergency. Trump is the trumpet. He's the alarm. He's the call for the emergency, right? In this nation, he's the 9/11 president. So when the Lord, through Kim Clement, was talking about this president and the president to come at 9/11, in the same prophecy, this is why, because it's for this time and it's for this season. And then in 2015, so the Lord says this in 2007, right? 8 years later in 2015, the Lord then says, I will place a David that will be a burning bush. I believe those prophecies were about two different men. I believe that the 2007 prophecy, Trump shall become a trumpet and I will not forget 9/11, and Trump's presidencies equal 9/11, would be a sign of that time and what was to be excavated and exposed. But then in 2015, he prophesies about a David that would be a burning bush in the White House. And I'm going to read this again. I shall place a David that shall be a burning bush in the White House that shall bring fire and revival to this nation and to South America and Central America and Canada and many nations throughout Europe as they begin to hate my people more and more. Anti-Semitism is the highest it has ever been in decades right now. Think about that. That was for this time. Okay. This time through into 2028 and the next 4 years, which would bring us to 2032. So they shall begin to hate my people more. They shall go and they shall go back to Israel, to their land. And then fire shall burn in Israel, more fire than ever before. So what I believe that this is about two different men. 2000, they're 8 years apart, these prophecies, which happens to be a two-term presidency because God is very deliberate when he does something. So these two prophecies, the first in 2007, the second in 2015, 8 years apart, which is a two-term presidency. Now, the 2007 one, Trump shall become a trumpet. I will not forget 9/11, right? He will, you know, he will be filled with the Spirit, right? I will put at your helm a two-term president. He shall be filled with the Spirit. That has to do with what we're seeing now. That has to do with what we're seeing now. But the 2015 prophecy, I shall place a David in the White House that shall be a burning bush. I believe that's a different man. And it's interesting that J.D. Vance's middle name is David. I shall place a David. That may not just be figurative. That may be literal. That David is a part of that man's name. So I believe it's two different men that are being spoken about here. And we've been focusing on what the Lord is doing with President Trump, but we have to go beyond that too, because he's the trumpet, he's the alarm, he's the sign having to do with 9/11. We have to look beyond that as well, because he's the alarm and announcement for the David who's the burning bush. He's the trumpet, the shofar. The shofar announces. He is the sign of 9/11. He is the announcement. He is the alarm to the nation. He is the wake-up call to the nation. He is the wake-up call to the church. He is the wake-up call. Trumpets make noise. They're loud. And that's what President Trump does. He's loud. He garners attention. He commands attention. He makes announcements. That's what he is. In fact, you're going to hear the term burning bush in this time. You are going to hear the term publicly used, burning bush, within this window of time. And I, like I said, I think this is two different men that are being spoken about here. That's what I believe. And I believe these two men are connected. Now you have the Exodus to Passover, right? To the Red Sea moment. So you have Exodus to Passover to the Red Sea moment. And then after such, the journey to the promised land where Moses can only take them to a certain point, and the Lord raises up Joshua to lead the people into Jericho, into Ai, into the promised land. Lead them in the battles, right? Moses was meant to teach the people and to set the people straight and to deal with the people in the wilderness and to protect them and to teach them. Now, at the same time, you have an Ezra, Nehemiah, and then Esther. And that's the exact way it is in scripture. It goes Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, and then Job. So we are in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. And the first thing the Lord told Nehemiah to do was rebuild the wall. That's the first thing God told Nehemiah to do. Was to rebuild the wall. In fact, I'm going to read it because we're in the Ezra Nehemiah moment, which will lead us to 2028, the Esther moment, which is double Purim. So this is interesting because right now we're in the rebuilding of the ruins. And that is what Ezra and Nehemiah were commissioned to do. And then by you get to the time of Esther, 2028, double Purim. You see what I'm saying? It's following the order biblically of these books. So Nehemiah 2 verses 1 through 8 says, in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year, keep in mind that number 20, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was placed before him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. This is Nehemiah. Now I had not previously been sad in his presence. So the king said to me, why do you look sad when you are not sick? This is nothing but sadness of heart. Then I was very frightened and I said to the king, let the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies desolate and its gates have been consumed by fire? The king said to me, What do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your presence, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the king, to the city of my father's tombs, so that I may rebuild it. The king, beside whom the queen was sitting, asked me, how long will your journey take, and when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I gave him a definite time of my return. Then I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the provinces. Let letters be given to me for the governors of the provinces beyond the Euphrates River, so that they will allow me to pass through until I reach Judah. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, so that he will give me timber to construct beams for the gates of the fortress, which is by the temple, and for the city wall, and for the house which I will occupy. And the king granted me what I asked for. The good hand of my God was upon me. In the 20th year, Nehemiah asked for this. Okay? In the month of Nisan, which is March to April, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes. Okay. Now, we are, in a way, in a 20-year cycle that began in 2008, which is interesting because Kim Clement prophesied that first one in 2007. He prophesied it April 4th, 2007, from the Lord, right? So he was 4 months in to 2007. 2008, after that prophecy, begins a Shemitah year. With the banking crisis worldwide happening, George Walker Bush is about to exit office. Barack Obama is elected. It was a burning Bush moment in time, what happened with the banking crisis and Bush. And then we entered into the time of Barack Obama. Now, 2028 would conclude that 20-year cycle. And like I said, 2028, it's an election year. It's a Shemitah year. It's a Jewish leap year. It's got double Purims, and it's got a blood moon during the Shemitah year marking the end of the year, going into 2029. So we are in that transition, that Ezra Nehemiah rebuilding, which leads then into the book of Esther. Because it both takes place, if you remember, it was the men of Susa who sent letters to try to stop the work of Ezra and Nehemiah. And it's in the capital of Susa that Haman birthed the plot to send out the decrees to destroy the people of God. So we are in that Ezra Nehemiah rebuilding sort of moment, which leads into Esther, which would be double Purims, which would be 2028. Now, something even more interesting. 478 to 474 BC is the four-year period between which Esther is chosen as queen and Haman rises to power and puts out a decree to destroy the people of God. 478 to 474 BC. It was 473 BC when the destruction that went out turns into a victory and there is a divine reversal by Almighty God. So Esther, 478 BC, she's crowned queen. 474 BC is when Haman does what he does. Now, that's a four-year period. We are in that four-year period to 2028 with a Jewish leap year, Adar 1, Adar 2, Little Purim and Purim. And then 2029 is the rest of the Shemitah year and also the first full year of the next president coming into office. So 478 BC, the year Esther was chosen and crowned, was a sabbatical year. It was a Shemitah year. When Esther was chosen queen, and the Lord began to preemptively set up what he was setting up because of what Haman was going to do. It was a Shemitah year when she's appointed. which set up for the 4 years later when Haman sends out the decrees of destruction and he comes from the line of Amalek. So if we are in a similar four-year period, and we are also in that Ezra-Nehemiah moment that leads into Esther, that leads into the double Purim, which may point at double decrees of destruction going forth that God has to reverse. Okay? Such as perhaps another man-made pandemic that is going to attempt in the next 4 years before 2028 to send out that decree of destruction in order to try to secure 2028. Remember, Esther rises to power 478. 4 years later is when Haman sends out that decree of destruction. He had been casting lots and casting lots and casting lots until he got what he wanted. They're casting lots right now. They are casting lots within this 4 years for a lucky, ideal day in order to put forth their decree of destruction. They are casting lots right now actively within this time and having secret meetings of the highest orders in order to try to choose what day they will try to put this forth. And I believe that it's going to be right around the marker of the end of the first term, going into the second term. Right around the marker of the end of the first term, going into the second term, is when they may try to put this forth in order for it to execute the way they think it's going to execute. However, double Purim's coming in 2028, which means a double reversal, a double divine reversal. But they're casting lots. They're casting lots right now in this time for the day. And when the enemy picks a day, he strategically picks a day many times that means something to the people of God. That means something to the faith. And so I'm just warning you that that is going on actively because we are within that four-year window. And just like Haman was casting lots and casting lots to find that day, the casting of the lots is actively happening right now. Now, interestingly enough, 478 and 474 BC both have the number 47 in it, right? Which is currently the presidency that we are in. Interestingly enough, too, just as a fun side note, if you add 47 plus 8 plus 47 plus 4, you get 106, you get 1-6. Which is very interesting because that's the day the election was certified. It's also the day they attempted to call people insurrectionists. So that's just an interesting side note. So, like I said, I believe that this is talking about two separate men that are in a time that is much like Ezra and Nehemiah to Esther. Right, that are in a time that was much like Joshua being raised up alongside Moses and Joshua carrying on the torch and carrying on the plans of God and carrying on that leg of the race into the promised land. We are in that four-year block of time right now. And this is why 2028 is going to be a cataclysmic year with all of these things colliding in that year. And that's why they're casting lots to attempt a destruction in order to try to weaken the people in order that their anointed one that they have chosen may have a pathway to the presidency in 2028. And by their anointed one, I mean the corrupt. Because people are laughing at the Democratic Party right now. They are laughing that it is up in flames. They are laughing that it is in total disarray. However, out of that bitterness shall come the root of a viper. Out of that bitterness shall be attempted to come forth the root of a viper. and a darkness within that party far worse than we have seen in times past. So we have to pray and intercede now, because people go, okay, they lost, they're in disarray, they're destroyed. However, out of the ashes of that and out of the fire of that will come forth the root of a viper and the root of a fiery flying serpent that is going to look to burn the people, that is going to look to poison the people, that is going to look to make the people pay for what their party had become. So we have to understand that too, that within this 4 years, out of that root will attempt to come a viper and a fiery flying serpent. And that's why the double reversal is going to be needed. That's why the double Purim is in 2028. So we have to begin to understand these things now to pray and intercede. This is why the Lord is sounding the alarm. Trump shall be a trumpet. 9/11. 45/47, 9/11, the alarm is being sounded to the church. You cannot sit on your laurels now. They're casting lots. This 4-year window is one of the most crucial in order for the church to rise up, be the standard, do their job, so 2028 is not forsaken. This is not time for the church to celebrate. This is an Ezra Nehemiah moment to consecrate ourselves back to the Lord, roll up our sleeves, get to work, build the wall, rebuild the ruins, speak to the people, teach them the ways of God, renew their hearts back to God, and bring them to a point where they're strong enough to stand and fast and pray for that double reversal, that double Purim moment that is coming. Now, we've talked about J.D., David, burning bush in the White House, which has to do with the Exodus. So, this next 4 years will be marked by the Exodus. These next 4 years are going to be marked by the Exodus in order to get to Joshua. Okay, now we have to talk about Usha too. Usha Vance. Now, this is super important. What I'm going to talk about. So what I'm going to do, we have a clip for you of something I had prophesied from the Lord January 27th, 2025 concerning Usha Vance. She is a key part of this. So let's play the clip. Now you're going to see how. You're going to see an incredible way how in a moment, but let's play the clip first. Thus says the Lord, my capital word says, if a spouse who is not a believer chooses to live with and fully support the spouse that is, then let them stay married and do not divorce them. My word is living, active, transformative, and my word will stand, says the Lord. Usha, so he's talking to J.D. Vance's wife right now, capitals. Usha, says the Lord, Usha, I am calling you. I am pursuing you, says the Lord. I am calling your name in this time, for I, the Lord, shall bring you into my fold. For Usha, capital, you have been found worthy for the support and submission to your husband. And I, the Lord, shall pursue you, Usha, and you will know me truly as the Lord your God. That's all capital. You will know me truly as the Lord your God. You will know me. Not just have an idea of who God is, but know him. Now, this is where it's going to get really interesting. Usha in Arabic is masculine, the masculine form of Joshua, which means God of salvation. Yasha is the Hebrew root of that, and it means to deliver, right? So on the Hebrew and Arabic side, Usha, right, is the masculine form of Joshua, God of salvation, and Yasha is the Hebrew root from that, which means to deliver. So if you put that all together, the God of salvation brings forth a Joshua that is going to deliver. The God of salvation brings forth a Joshua that is going to deliver. Revival and renewal is going to take place in the White House, more than we've already seen. And it's going to be needed with what this administration will have to face and what will have to be overcome and reversed in 2028 for the commission to continue. And I am telling you right now, Usha Vance is going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. She is going to be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. She's going to have an encounter with the Lord because her name testifies to her husband and his purpose. And the Lord has called JD and Usha, though they may not know him intimately at this moment, he has called them for a very important season in this nation. Though they may not yet, perhaps, be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, he has called them, and their names together testify to the mantle God has called them to and to the time and season in this nation they have been called in. And I'm going to show you how right now. James, J-D, J stands for James. James means to grab the heel. Now, if you think about this, Jacob grabbed the heel of Esau, his twin brother, coming out of the womb. And from the line of Jacob, David and Yeshua came. David, J.D., James David. David means beloved. Usha means God of salvation. And Vance means marshland or the swamp. So if you put their names together in a sentence, you get the heel shall be grabbed by the beloved God of salvation in the marshland or swamp. The heel shall be grabbed by the beloved God of salvation. What do we call the swamp? Washington, D.C. The heel shall be grabbed by the beloved God of salvation in Washington, D.C. Their heels shall be grabbed. When a heel is grabbed, you stop the person from moving. When you grab their heel, they cannot continue to move forward. The beloved heel grabber is JD's name. And when you grab the heel, you stop the walk. You stop the forward progress. You stop the motion. And then Usha, God of salvation, is also the male form of Joshua in Arabic. Interesting. Because that name testifies to what J.D. Vance is. He's a David and a Joshua. He's a brazen warrior in the making that God is getting a hold of. And Vance means marshland, the swamp. So their very names testify to what they have been called to do in this time and in this season. Their very names testify to it. There were many who were called that did not know God intimately until he took them through the battle. Moses was called after being out in the wilderness for 40 years. He did not know God intimately at that point. When God called Moses through a burning bush, through the fire of affliction, the people of God were on fire, but they were never consumed, is the sign of the burning bush. Moses didn't know God intimately. When he went back to Egypt, and over a year's time, 10 plagues occurred. against the people of Egypt and against Pharaoh and his regime, which ultimately led to the Passover and the striking of the firstborn, having to do with what they did to the Jews' firstborn by throwing them in the Nile. Moses knew God after that. So when you hear in these prophecies too, he will be whispering my name coming in, but then he will be shouting it. God has to take you and them through a burning bush season in order to get that out of somebody, in order to refine somebody enough that they're shouting it and they don't care who hears it. And this is that time. That time began in 2023 with the first indictment. It continued. Through 2024, and will continue the first 2 years of the presidency, which would be 4 years. If we started in 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026. So it's taking us through an almost 4 year period of that. And it will go through the first 2 years of the presidency. It will. A David that is a burning bush. I'm going to read it again. I shall place a David that shall be a burning bush in the White House, that shall bring fire and revival to this nation and to South America and to Central America and to Canada. The sign of the burning bush was the sign from God too, that the affliction of his people was about to be overturned, and Pharaoh's reign and being the superpower of the world was about to come to an end. And that was out of Egypt. This is why in this time, you have to watch Egypt. You have to watch Egypt in this time and the maneuvers they make and what they do. Because if it's a time of a burning bush that is coming in 2028 too, then you're going to see Egypt arise. You are going to see that spirit arise. You are going to see Egypt arise in that time and make maneuvers within the earth that are counterproductive to the things of God. And this is why the Lord had me say over and over, a Joseph shall arise in Egypt. A Joseph shall arise in Egypt. It shall. There will be a Joseph moment in Egypt that shall arise again to temper that flare up that is coming in that part of the world, that is coming in Egypt. And so we are seeing the last 4 years of a 20-year cycle that are going to be the most intense. We thought the banking crisis was intense as Bush is coming out and Saul is coming in. A burning Bush is leaving and a Saul is coming in. Charismatic. Engaging. And that Saul comes in, Obama comes in, but then what happens? What happens? I believe it's during his beginning of his second term. A horse by the name of American Pharaoh arises in the midst and wins the triple crown. Because that spirit was stirring up for Obama to go through for the triple crown through Hillary Clinton. And the Lord disrupted it by the alarm, by the trumpet. I shall put at your helm a president for 2 terms. Now, he didn't say 2 consecutive terms. He said 2 terms. And we have watched 2020 to 2024. They tried to get ahead. 2020, what they did and what they did with Biden and what they did with the bait and switch and what they did with the Kamala Harris and what they did putting that Ishtar statue above the New York City Appellate Courthouse and what they did with the indictments. And then towards the end of 2024, the election, something happened. The heels of the Democrats were grabbed. They were grabbed and they were stopped by God. And the sign was a man chosen as VP whose name, James David. James means heel grabber. Whose name means that. And what I'm saying by this is the Lord looks at things very different than we do on this earth in our finite minds. He sees beyond it. So he can see beyond somebody's condition at the moment and see beyond to where they're going to go, what they're going to become, how they're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, what they're going to do for him, that they're going to be shouting his name. And he's long-suffering and he bears with them and he takes them through the fire of affliction. He takes them through it in order to bring them to the point where they're a Joshua, the point where they're a Nehemiah, the point where they're an Ezra. And that's what we're watching happen. And Trump is the trumpet, and he's the alarm, and he's 9/11. The secrets of 9/11 are coming out in this season. They are, all of them. Because his name testifies to the alarm. His name testifies to the 20-year cycle. His two terms testify to it. That 20-year cycle in a cataclysmic year is concluding in 2028, our next election year. So pray and intercede for JD and Usha. Because they are a very important part. I don't think President Trump realizes spiritually yet how important a part they are and what the Lord is going to do with their lives. Yes, JD went through a season where he was rebellious, where he said things he shouldn't, where he did things he shouldn't. But most of the men that God raised up went through that season before they were put where God wanted them put. And 13 years after that prophecy, February 21st, 2015, that Kim Clement gave, I shall place a David that shall be a burning bush in the White House, brings us to 2028, the next election year with the double Purims. I believe the February 21st, 2015 prophecy is about the 2028 president. And the 2007, Trump shall become a trumpet, two terms, is about what we're seeing now. 13 being the day on the month of Adar that Haman cast lots to destroy the people of God. And it's 13 years will bring us right to the next election year from this prophecy. This is really important to recognize now. This is crucial to recognize now and pray into now. And this is being revealed in the window between Purim and Passover, talking about this Moses Joshua moment we are having in the United States of America, right? The Ezra Nehemiah moment that also had to do with the Passover. That's where we are right now. And there's a David that's going to be a burning bush. The burning bush was the sign. It was a sign. It was a wonder. It was a sign of the times. It was a sign that the affliction of the people of God were coming to an end, that God had heard their cries, that he was coming with deliverance to Egypt to free them. Let my people go is God the Father speaking. You have God the King and you have God the Father. God the Father is the one that said, let my people go. You have my children. I want them back. And I'm going to do whatever I have to do to you to get them back. So the fact David and burning bush are being brought up together And we're seeing this within the time marching to Passover. Passover this year is going to be crucial. It's going to be very intense. And you're going to see nations suddenly arise and make maneuvers without warning. Why? Because the enemy's casting lots. Why? Because the enemy is racing to try to stop 2028. Why? Because the enemy is looking right now to bring forth out of the root of the ash a viper and a fiery flying serpent to come up against the people of God and this administration. And what we see happening in the church right now, God needs his church in fighting shape and ready, not sitting on their laurels and thinking we've got it now. Oh no. The enemy and his camp don't rest, neither should you. And what I mean by that is be sober-minded and vigilant, because the enemy roams about like a lion seeking who may devour. God gave us an incredible victory. Joshua had that incredible victory at Jericho. Then he got his butt whooped at Ai and had to go back and redo it. And then there were battles ahead from that to get to the promised land. There are battles ahead here that we have to be ready for now. The accursed things have to be cleansed from the church, has to be taken from the camp. The camp has to be put in order, because Joshua and the burning bush are on the rise. The anointing of David, who was a warrior, and Joshua was a warrior, it's the same. And the burning bush is on the rise. And it's a sign in this time of what is to come. And that superpowers of the world are going to be broken by the hand of God in this time. For what they have done to his people and what they have done to the innocent. And what they have done to his creation. What you have done, China, to the children and to God's creation is being accounted against you in this time. And you shall have taken from you your wealth. And your allies for what you have done. This is why it was warned, this is the year of the snake. Because out of the ash, a viper shall come. A fiery flying serpent shall come forth out of that. And snakes look to constrict when they look to strike. However, God is going to constrict instead. God is going to squeeze their resources instead. God is going to take their resources from them for what they have done. He's going to burn them up in the earth and take them from those nations that has blasphemed his name. Including North Korea in this time. And when Egypt attempts to get involved in the business of the Lord again, judging his enemies, Egypt shall have a blowback and a shaking in this time that they have not seen in decades, to put them back in their place, to not interfere in the matters of God. This is a very serious time we are in. Very serious. And we as the people have to be pressing in with the Lord. We have to be going deeper with the Lord. The Lord is saying, come up here. Come up higher. And I will show you what is to come. Come up higher. And I will equip you for it. Come up higher and I will instruct you. We have to be willing though. And J.D. Vance and Usha Vance are going to learn that in a really, really unique training that God is putting them through. Because Trump is the trumpet and the alarm, and JD is David and the 50th vice president, which is the Jubilee. That is by no accident. That is by no accident. So please remember that. Remember that. Pray on this. We're going to put the notes up. Test the spirit. I feel that I could feel the fire of the Lord in saying this. This is super important. Super important time we're in. Incredible time we're in for the people of God. Joseph was promoted amongst the tumult in Egypt. Moses was promoted by God amongst the tumult of what was happening in Egypt. Promotion amongst the tumult for the people of God in this time and in this season. So just remember that. Just remember that. I want to go over a few things. I'm heating up here as I'm saying all of this. So let me go over some of these things real quick because there's quite a bit to talk about. So please stay on for a moment here. We have a couple of animal photos, and then I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be. So if you are there or you would like to come, you are more than welcome. So let's put up the animal photos first. There's Missy and Sadie and Cyrus comforting Missy after her surgery. Her t-shirt is off now. She's all better. Praise the Lord. We'll get a picture of her, a recent one for you. But Missy is doing amazing. And there is the happy couple that has gone Instagram official. There is Caleb and Hope. They have now gone Instagram official, and they now actually like each other. So now I told them they have to get married because they keep running into the same house together. And I said, Mommy will not tolerate this. You must get married now. But thank God they're getting along. They really love each other. Hope was pretty upset by the passing of her sister, Faith. Faith was very ill. I had her in a New York City hospital. I had a bunny taken by ambulance to a New York City hospital to try to help this bunny. Basically, Hope finally accepted Caleb. Okay. Also, I'm going to be at Influence Church Wednesday. I believe it's going to be Wednesday. Hold on. I will tell you. Wednesday, April 9th, I will be speaking at Influence Church for their Wednesday night service from 5 to 7. I'm looking very forward to seeing you there. So just please come out to the church and come out to service at Influence Church on Wednesday, April 9th. It is at arcofgrace.org/events. You can get the address for Influence Church and their website as well. And I will be in Fresno, California with Timothy Dixon and Robin Bullock at a tent revival. It is April 18th, April 24th. I am speaking April 19th and 20th. So those are the times that I'm going to be speaking. Looking very forward to seeing all of you out there. But there is a tent revival happening in Fresno, California. And it's going to be the three of us. It's going to be a power-packed time. Praise the Lord. Hold on one second here. Okay. The screen should not be frozen anymore. I'll say it again, but me, Robin Bullock, and Timothy Dixon are going to all be together at a tent revival in Fresno, California. It's on our events page as well. I will be preaching April 19th and 20th. Praise the Lord. We're looking very forward to seeing you there. Also, our newsletter, we have a free newsletter. If you go to arcofgrace.org, there are two buttons right when you go on the webpage. There's the donation button and there's the newsletter sign up. The newsletter is free. We do text blasts as well. So please, if you'd like, it's free. You can sign up for our newsletter and our text blasts. Also, our prayer line, we do have a prayer line Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. So please, if you can, call our prayer line. We have it on the main page of arcofgrace.org too. There are the two phone numbers. There are wonderful people looking to agree and pray with you about what you're going through in life. So we are very happy to be able to offer this to you as well. And we have our podcast, Prophetic. Hold on one second. We'll go to this first so they can see. On arcofgrace.org. So there's the prayer requests. You can submit your prayer requests too. We have a salvation prayer as well. For you to pray. That's the starting point of your relationship with the Lord. There's the prayer lines, and you can also put in prayer requests. So you can do that as well on arcofgrace.org. And also, lastly, we have our podcast, Prophetic Perspective with Amanda Grace. You can listen to the podcast. It is on Charisma Podcast Network. You can also listen on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Prophetic Perspective with Amanda Grace. So if you want, please sign up for that. We're very happy to be able to bring that to you as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We will be putting out shorts as well the rest of the week. There is a lot going on. We're about to enter the 2 weeks before Passover. We are going to be doing the Passover Seder. We're going to be announcing the day by next week, and we will be putting the shopping list for you and everything you need to get to do the live Seder with us. It is crucial we keep the Passover this year. There is a special blessing in keeping it and honoring it and doing what God has asked us to do in scripture. So we would love for you to join us for that as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I'm still heating up over here. Praise the Lord. But thank you for joining us. I'm sure we're just scratching the surface with this. As the Lord gives more revelation, we will share it. All glory be to God for that. Praise the Lord. And we love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. It is so important that you put your whole and complete armor on every day. And also April 1st, it's actually out on Barnes & Noble right now, but The Revelationary War, my first book, is coming out everywhere April 1st. No, this is not a joke. I know April 1st is April Fool's Day, but really God, he's fooling the corrupt and the wicked instead this year. So April Fool's is on them. But The Revelationary War coming out April 1st, really incredible prophetic insight going back decades in this nation. Also talking about the battle with false prophecy and deception and the great revelationary war that we are in. I give all glory to God for this book. I didn't even know I had this book in me, but God knew it was in me. So it's out right now on Amazon, on Barnes and Nobles. You can go on our website. But April 1st, it is the official launch and it is out everywhere. And we are looking very, very forward to it. So you can go to Barnes & Noble's website. You could go to arcofgrace.org. And on the front page, if you scroll down, we have the Amazon link as well. So we're looking very forward to that. So as well, we're going to put some up on the screen, scripture for you. We like to encourage you in the word. I'm also going to encourage you to go read Ezra and Nehemiah. Please go read Ezra and Nehemiah. Because it's important to the time we're in right now. So we have the Psalms up there. Psalm 91, I say every single day. The verses in Ephesians 1 and 3, I say every single day. They're in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin as well, Pastor Kenneth Hagin, and the Lord's Prayer. These things I make a habit of daily saying and speaking the word daily. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. This is the sword of the spirit. You have to swing a sword. You have to use it. We must use the word of God that's living, active, and current for every generation. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We will be back on very early next week, and we'll be putting out shorts the rest of the week. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our body. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.